Doctor D'Souza dictating on Barbara Minamora. Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Barbara. Minamora is M as in Mary, M-I-N-A, N as in Nancy. Mina, M-I-N-A-M-O-R-A, Minamora. M as in Mary, Minamora. Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. Date of birth is 10/5/36. Date of visit 2/12/26. Please make copy for Jesse Casimiro. Jesse, J-E-S-S-Y, Casimiro, C-A-S-I-M-I-R-O, M-D, Jesse Casimiro, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Jesse, thank you for sending Barbara Minamora for primary evaluation. Next paragraph. Please tell us. This is a this is a 80. Year-old female who has a cough, has also been experiencing shortness of breath with exertion, and has used an albuterol inhaler as needed. She she was sent for a chest CT done on 12/1/25. Which showed several soft tissue nodules in the right lower lobe and some areas of tree in bud appearance, suggesting atypical mycobacterial disease. Period. There was also a 1 centimeter nodule in the lingula adjacent to the heart border and pleural thickening. Follow up in 6 months was suggested. The patient has no fevers, night sweats, hemoptysis, and denied any chest pains. Next, next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included included a history for cataract surgery. She has also history for recurrent bronchitis and reactive airways. Denies diabetes or hypertension, period. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies were listed. Next. Can you also mention the past history? SST also includes macular degeneration with loss of vision. The next paragraph, habits the patient denies any history of smoking, no alcohol use. She worked as an artist. Can you please mention in the habits, the patient did smoke less than a half pack per day for 2 years and has taken alcohol occasionally, but not recently. Next paragraph, family history. Father died in an accident, mother died of old age. Next paragraph, med list included Trilogy Ellipta 100 micrograms, one puff a day, Albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, PRN. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No double vision or glaucoma, but had cataracts. She has no urinary frequency disease or flank pains. She has no hoarseness, wheezing, and denies. I'm sorry, she does have some wheezing and occasional cough and shortness of breath with activity. She does have reflux and no abdominal pains, no rectal bleeding or diarrhea. Denies chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pain. She has mild leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. There's no easy bruising or enlarged glands. And she has some joint pains and muscle aches. Denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss, and no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert. No acute distress, no pyloric or cyanosis, clubbing, or peripheral edema. Blood pressure. Oh, I'm sorry. No pallor, but has peripheral edema. Blood pressure. 135 by 80, pulse 86, respiration is 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 144, saturation 93. HE and DNA anomalous, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected, ears no inflammation. Neck no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And occasional wheezes scattered in the upper chest with no crackles. The anthems are regular. S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, 2+ edema with decreased peripheral pulses. There's no calf tenderness, reflexes 1+ with no gross motor depth. Cranial nerves mostly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one is bilateral lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Possible atypical microbacterial infection. Number two is chronic bronchitis and bronchiectasis. Number three is reactive airways. And number four is macular degeneration. next paragraph, plan patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study, CBC. And a complete metabolic profile. She will use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. Also, advised to have a bronchoscopy to evaluate the lung nodules and rule out any mycobacterial disease. And the patient will decide on it since she's traveling back to Pennsylvania. And she will come back for a follow-up in 3 months. But the patient state, she will call with regards to her next visit since she's going up north and may see her pulmonologist that she has previously seen. And a copy of records from her previous pulmonologist will be requested. A follow-up visit be arranged here in 3 to 4 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jesse Casimiro. CASIMIRO, Casimiro Jesse, JESSY. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.